Evet, özellikle mesela bir mor yakabiliriz. En kısa bir yakınlaşma sana yanlış şey de basıyor. Şu falan. So we've been doing packet 6 and we're discussing whether Avelis is midrash or midrabanan. Meaning, we said that there are several things that an ovo can do. Rechitza, sicha, nidas asandal, tashma shamita, etc. So are those things isuri midrasha or isuri midrabanan? So the two main shitas are that only on Yom Rishon, only Avelis Yom Rishon is the Raisa meaning. So therefore the restrictions on Yom Rishon are Isuri Daraisa. After Yom Rishon, you still have to, the person still has to keep the restrictions throughout Shiva, but that's only Midrabana. Yom Rishon is the Raisa. And we also saw in the Rashba that it's only the Raisa if it's the Yom Misa and the Yom Kvura. But if the Yom Misa and the Kvura are two different days, which very often it might be, then even that sheet would hold its only the Rabbana. And then you have Tosis, we saw, that said that all of Avelis is the Rabbana, even Yom Rishon. And the Bahag, discusses this as well. Page 15, where he says, page 16, actually, for top line, Al Shachil Mei Shcheva B'Yontav Sheni Shal Yontav Achron. Came into Eger Mara Yom Rishon Hu. Mara means the Mariris is Yom Rishon. Nog Be Avelis of Solak Minyan Shiva. And then here in the end he says, Came in Yom Rishon the Rice of Yom Achron Sveka de Rabbanon, Asi Sveka Vadai de Yochid Chayel, Asi Sveka de Rabbanon. And that is the, as Rav Shach always points out, that's the nafkamina between Yom Rishon, and it's quoted in the Rosh here on page 17, is that if you, Rav Shach points out, as the Bhag is saying, that if Yom Rishon and the Misa and the Kvura are on the last day of Yontif, then that's a Daraisa, and Yontif Sheni, the last day, is the Rabbanim. So not only will it count, as Rav Shach pointed out, not only will it count towards the Zion 7 days, but it will also, a person would sit Shiva on that day, because the Darais is Dochi the Rabbanan, and it would be the first day of the 7 days of Avelis. In contrast to when the person dies, say, on Chol HaMoed, so we also, the Yontav Sheni also counts as 1 day, even though the person doesn't sit Shiva on that day. That's a special kula, that the last day counts, even though it's not all. But if the person actually had the Misa and the Kvura on the Yontav Achron, on Simchas Torah, or on Achron Shel Pesach, then that would count as... not only would count, but the person would sit Shiva. So as Rav Shach pointed out, that's the nafkamina, whether Avelis Yom Rishon is the Araisa or not. Because if it wouldn't be the Araisa, then it wouldn't be Doche, the Achron Shel Chag. And this is quoted on page 19 in the Shulchan Aruch. From Sif Yud Gimel, the Kamish Osim Shnei Yom Tovim, Misha Meislo Meis Biyotav Sheni, Shu Yotav Achron Shal Pesach, Moshocha, we Yotav Sheni Shal Atzeres, the Kavu Bo Bayom Noig Bo Avelis Hol Yotav Sheni Bidivrayim. Avelis Yom Misha Shu Yom Misha Vikrura Yitche. So he says, Noig Bo Avelis, right? It's not just that it counts, but it's Noig Bo Avelis. The person's going to do all the halachas of Avelis. But the end of the mechaber, he says, "Olam nogim shalol l'tabel." You know, the shein shall go to shumay al shumays. A few who yom misan yom kvura. Why is that? Says the Ramah. Yisorim kedas ha'omrim she'ein shum avelus noraisa heina minik poshut vein l'shanus. So the Ramah says, but l'maisa we paskin that avelus is all drabana. Even yom rishon, even if it's the yom misan yom kvura, and therefore, if it would happen that the Yomisa and Tfura took place in Yom Tov Achor, as we said, that the Gemara says in Beitza, that if somebody dies on Yom Tov Rishon, you could be Kover Al Yidei Akum, Yom Tov Sheni, even a few Al Dei Yisrael. Lamaisa in most communities is not done anymore. It used to be done. In Hasidic communities, some Hasidic communities still do it. In Broyers, they used to do it. I don't think they do it anymore. And it's in the Gemara. Moshe has a tshuva because he feels people just will, you know, won't do the things right. They'll do more than they're allowed to. They won't get it right, and they'll build zilzal. So the minig is not to have the kura on Yontif, even though technically speaking, it's mutter. Now, there is a fascinating halacha in Shulchan Aruch on page 20, where the Shimpei Ches, Ovel Yom Rishon Osur L'Haniach Tefillin. Now, halacha is that the first day of Avelos, it means that after the Kvura is the first day of Avelos. So when a person is an Onein from Misa to Kvura, he doesn't do any mitzvahs. Misha Mesu Mutolofanov is Pater from all mitzvahs. But on the first day, now, all the days, once the Kfur happens, then the Mesu is Chayim in all mitzvahs now. But there's one mitzvah that the person is still not Chayim in, and that's Tefillin. Tefillin. So the halacha is that Ovel Yom Rishon does not put on tefillin, even though tefillin is a mitzvah like any other mitzvah. So why? Because since it's a pe'er, it's like an ornament, Gemara says. So therefore, it's not right to wear a pe'er on the first day of Avelis. So Ovel Yom Rishon doesn't put on tefillin. So there's a fascinating Dogel Mervava. I told somebody yesterday, he was asking me a question, and I said, you didn't look at the Dogel Mervava. So that's like a must. You have to know every Dogel Mervava. You really have to know every Noda Behuda also, but the Noda Behudas are longer. It's Shuvas. The Dogel Mervava is usually just a short paragraph. You have to know every Dogel Mervava in Shulchan Aruch before you have to know in life. Okay, that's just the Yisod. Got it? Okay. So the Dogel Mervava, he always has interesting things to say. Always has very fascinating things to say. It's always interesting. Whether you're passing like it, you don't pass like it, that's a different question. But it's always fascinating to see all the Dogel Mervavas. So what is his thing here? On page 20, he says, Re'isi b'mari tats. I saw in the Maritats the Chidushim Ezel Neshek. In the Chidushim to Ezel Neshek, he says a Chidush in Hilchas Avelos. So let's see what he says. I happen to have the Maritats here in the packet. Believe it or not. Page 22. That's another Yisod in life. That you always have to look up the primary sources inside. He says the Maritats, so why do I have to go look for find the Maritats? Because no, you always have to look up when you were in like when Moshe Feinstein was in Russia, and he didn't have any Sfarim in Russia. So then he had to just rely on what it says in the Pesachei Tshuva, what it says in the Dogel Mervava. He didn't have the Gottesman Library across the street from him. What can I tell you? But But today, we have these things, and all you fellas, you have all these, you know, it's a chachma, and you have everything there. So that's a mechayev. So to see everything in the original sources. So the Maritatz has a chiddush in Hilchas Avelos. And he says like this. He says a chiddush. This is what he says. Omnam naktin and the iser hanachas tefillin lo nemar el adafka biyom rishon. Ibnei shehu min ha-Torah. So he says the reason why is Yom Rishon different than any other day? The Avil has to put on tefillin the rest of the time. So what's so special about Yom Rishon? So the simple shot is what the Rishonim say is because Yom Rishon he still has offer on his head. He has ashes. He has still a sadder day. But the Maritatz says, no, it's a halacha. Because Yom Rishon is Daraisa. Yom Rishon is Daraisa. So since Yom Rishon is Daraisa, no, since Yom Rishon is Daraisa, so therefore that is Doicha Tfilin. Because it's a Daraisa. So that's why it's a halacha, Yom Rishon Daraisa. So then he says a chiddush. But Yom Rishon is the Raisa, if it's only the Yomat, Yom Nisan Kvura. So therefore, the whole idea that a person doesn't put on tefillin on Yom Rishon is only if it's the Yom Nisan and Yom Kvura together. Say, for example, the way it happens in many cases is that it's the Yom Misa and the Yom Kura not on the same day because somebody dies and they can't get their act together till so they have the Yom Misa one day, Yom Kura that day, and then they finish the Kura. So now do you put on tefillin? You didn't put on say the Kura took place in the afternoon, so he didn't have chakras, he didn't put on tefillin. So now does he put on tefillin in the so the Maritatz says yes, he's mechuyev to put on tefillin. So even though it's Yom Rishon, but it's not Yom Rishon Daraisa. It's not Yom Rishon Daraisa. So therefore, he'll put on. In other words, normally when a person comes back from the kvura and say he missed shachris and he didn't put on tefillin, so chora, he's chayiv mitzvahs now. So he should put on tefillin, but he doesn't. Why? Because it's Yom Rishon, and Yom Rishon isn't. But the chiddush of the Maritatz is, the Yom Rishon is only p'tur if it's Yom Rishon Darais. And that means it has to be Yom Misa and Yom Kvura. And if it's not the Yom Misa and Yom Kvura, then not. Then he's chayiv in film. So that's what he says over here. Omnam Naktin on page 22. Isra Hanachas Tefillin Lo Nemar Al Dafka Biyom Rishon Nesh Hu Min HaTorah. Asher Nechzein on Yom Rishon Shehu Osur Min HaTorah Ketzet Hu Pesach Rav Mitzvah Sesi Vesav El Krovim Chal Dichat Asiyon Rub. Dvar Shehu Yom Yusuf Yom Kvura Bir Dvar Shehu Yom Yusuf Yom Kvura Perish HaRashma Yom Yusuf Hu Atzma Yom Kvura Mashma Dvar Shehu Inu Min HaTorah Right, if it's not Yom Nisa and Yom Kuvah on the same day, so then they're both Rabbanan. So therefore, he puts on tefillin. That is the chiddush of the Maritatz. And the Dogel Mevava on page 20, in the side here, it says, "Reisi b'maritas b'chidushav is a nashir chosav davkim in yom yisra b'kvura, v'al neis b'yom b'nikpa b'layil chai b'adach atzil. V'yosu b'tamu m'shem dein aved b'yom yisra b'l'arayza, davkim in yom yisra b'kvura b'hadadik. Ayin shom." The Emma Shachim of Rubichuvus, next page in 21. The Emma Shachim of Rubichuvus Arashba. Shane of Ains Yomisha Minatora, Philo Lohani, the Savi Yomisha Daraisa, Allah in Cain, Yomisa Ukfur Badadi. But he says
that now he's going to argue with it. The Dogon Revolver is going to argue with this thing. So before we see what the Dogon Revolver says, then in the summer of 1986, Mar Shakolo was learning Lloyd Cotton from Kisavelis, high school and the college. So Rabbi Willard said to me in the summer of 86, that L'chaira, you know, the Cheshbon is interesting, but it doesn't work for Halacha, because if we're Halacha, we really paskin like the Ramah, that all of Avis is the Rabbanan, and yet we still have a din and Avil Yom Rishon doesn't put on tefillin. So you see that an Avil Yom Rishon doesn't put on tefillin has nothing to do with Avelis Daraisa, because we hope all Avelis is only the Rabbanan. So then it can't be that's the reason, because if you hold all Avelis, we have a halacha that Avil Yom Rishon doesn't put on tefillin. That's on the books. No matter what you hold, it avails your mission. And we have hold, it's the Rabbanan, the Rambam says. We just saw it, the Rambam says. So if we hold it's the Rabbanan, and yet still we have a halacha that although your mission doesn't put on tefillin, you see from here that it is what? That has nothing to do with Daraisa Rabbanan. It's just the din. Although your mission doesn't put on tefillin, because that's the Ikar Meriras, and the Rabbi Yishai would say that although he used to have the Ether on his head before leaving the woman. So the minig is not like this, not like this maritats. So the Dogon Revolver is going to point out another reason why he's going to point out from the Ramban So on page 23, there's a Gemara in Tzachim about Avelis. You know, recently there's been a controversy. Usually you don't have public controversies about Hilchos Avelis. But this came recently that there was a Rosh Yeshiva that came into America from Eretz Yisrael to speak at this big Penis in Philadelphia, of all places. All the interesting things. So in Philadelphia places, and then unfortunately his son passed away. So the question was he? So he's in the middle of Shiva now, or whatever. So is he in there? So is he going to now speak? Or he said, you know, maybe he shouldn't. You know, he has to sit Shiva. He's going to come to the stadium in the middle of Shiva. So there was a certain Rav, Hashem Rav, who gave a psak that he could come. He could speak publicly, even though it's in the middle of Shiva. It's important that he be there, etc. And then another Hashem Rosh Yeshiva wrote a thing against the, he doesn't think it's right. He thinks that it's going to cause a zilzul in Hilchos Avelis, the Chlal, and people are going to think that you know, you could just get up from Shiva in the middle and do things, you know. So this was a public, as I said, usually you have a lot of fights in the world about different halachic issues. Usually Hilchos Avelis is not one of them that you have a whole public debate about. But okay, it is what it is. Maybe we could talk about it when we get to these and Okay, so there's a whole thing here with somebody passed away, and it's complicated with the names and the things. So we're not going to get into all the names of the people here. But what happened was somebody passed away. Now, what's the halacha? So the halacha is, he passed away, he said shiva, right? But the halacha is, if a person finds out about it after 30 days, that it happened, it was 30 days ago, he's finding out that his relative passed away. So that's called a shmua rechoka. A shmua rechoka. So a shmua rechoka, a person only sits shiva for one day. It's not so common to have a shmur rechoka b'sman hazeh because, you know, we have so much communication today. You know, something happens in the end of the world, you find out in a minute, it goes around the whole world. In the old days, you know, communication wasn't what it is today. Today, yeah. So somebody passed away. Now, there's another halacha. You only have to keep one day. And that one day, you say miktsa yom kekula. So you keep one day, you take off your shoes, and then for a couple of minutes, and then it's over. Just like the seventh day of Shiva, right? The people just sit in a little bit in the morning, and then the Avelim people come, and Menachem Avel, and then he gets up. After Shachris, people come, Menachem him, gets up, and then that's called mitzvah siyom kekulo. So by shmur rechoka, it's only one day, and that day itself is mitzvah siyom kekulo. So the Gemara says, so this person who had this situation on the fourth line says, amalei l'shamei, he told his shamis, he heard of the death of his relative, and it was a shmur rechoka, so now he's finished. So first he says to his relative, to his shamis, Kalos li minoli, could you help me take off my shoes? Because I have to take off my shoes. I have to say shiva. That's the first thing he told the shamas. And then he says, and help me now go to the bathhouse and take a bath. Because it's over. Took off his shoes, he sat for a minute, and that's over. So the first thing he told the shamas is kalos li minoli. The second thing he told the shamas was what? And help me take my towel and my shower paraphernalia to the Beit HaMerchatz so I could make a shower. So the Gemara says, Shema Mino Klas. You see from here three things. Shema Mino Ovel Osu Benilas Asadl. That an Ovel can't wear shoes. That's what he told him. I'm an Ovel now, so I can't wear shoes. Shema Mino Shmur Choka Inu Nehegas Al Yom Echad. And then we learn from here it's only one day. And the third thing we learn, Shema Mino, Mixus Hayom Kikulo. And the third thing we learn is the Mixus Hayom Kikulo, that even though you're keeping one day, that one day is what? Is even Mixus Hayom. Because what happened? He heard of the death. He told his shamas, help me take off my shoes. Took off his shoes. He sat down. And then 10 minutes later, he said, okay, now help me go to the shower. So meaning the shiva's over now. I'm taking a bath. Well, so comes the Ramban, page 24. Ramban, this is the Chevelle edition of the Ramban. Rabbi Chevelle was the one who wrote a lot of things on the Ramban. He printed the Ramban with Mufarshim. Someone said to me, he like saved the Ramban. People don't realize this. Someone pointed out to me that for many generations after the Ramban, no one used the Ramban. Ala Torah. Today, it's such a popular sefer. No one used it. Except for the Chasam Sofer. Except for the Chasam, no one used it. And until, as someone pointed out, until Rabbi Chevelle, he put the Ramban on the Torah. Now they have other things, and then he put the other psavim of the Ramban, the Torah. So Adam is the Ramban Sefer and Hilchos Avelos.
says on page 24, it says, Chayim Nirash Ayah Rabbi Chiya Lovish Tfilin. So the question is like this. What about Tfilin? What did he tell the Shams? Take off my shoes. Well, what about, why did he take off his Tfilin? He's saying, Shami's wearing, you know the famous joke. Famous joke is, how do you know that Yaakov Avinu wore a yarmulke? Yes. He didn't say Yaakov. Yaakov go out and go wear a yarmulke? Of course he wore a yarmulke. So the same thing the Ramban says, Rab Chiya, was he wearing tefillin? Of course he was wearing tefillin. Rab Chiya go out without wearing tefillin? Of course he wore tefillin. Tefillin you used to wear the whole day. Hey Nira, Shahaya Rabbi Chiya lovish tefillin b'shas Shmuel Zu, shelo haya darko shelo so tzadik leilich b'lo tefillin. Right? Well, he's not going to go out without tefillin. Avu pikein lo cholot tefillin. So, but you see that he didn't take off his tefillin. If he would take off the tefillin, the Gemara would have said that. So, the Gemara says, he told his shamus, I would take off my shoes. What about take off the tefillin? Shouldn't he take off the tefillin? It's Yom Rishon. That was a fish over the Shani Shalavayas to Menir tefillin. So he says the answer is because it's a Shmur Chokah. So it's a Shmur Chokah ready. So it's not as Chomor as Avail as Yom Rishon. Kilkachim hayalovish tefillin b'shas shmur shal aveiros rechoka in a cholitz. So if he was wearing tefillin and then he heard a shmur rechoka on the mace, he wouldn't take off his tefillin. Okay. Well, so what do you see from here? So now let's go back to the Dogel Mervava. Dogel Mervava quotes the Maritats, right? But then he quotes this Ramban. So what do you see from the Ramban? What does Ramban say? The reason why he didn't have to take off his tefillin, it was why? It was a Shmur Rechoka. But if it would have been a Shmur Krova, say on the 15th day, he would have heard. Then he would have had to take off the tefillin. So you see that, but that's not the Yom Nisan Yom Kfura. So you see from there that it doesn't have to be the Yom Nisan Yom Kfura to take off your tefillin and Yom Rishon. Right? It was only because it was Shmur Rechoka that he didn't take off the tefillin. But if it had been a Shmur Krova, he would take it off. A Shmur Krova means up to day 30. So that means it could be on day 15 he's hearing about it. And yet, so that's his right. You see, from that Ramban, based on that Gemara, probably, I guess maybe the Maritats with the would disagree with the with that, obviously. Because the Maritats would say it. But he said, based on this Ramban, and he says, it's because it's a Shmur Rechoka, that's why. But if it should be a Shmur Krova. Okay.
There's one more thing about the tefillin, and that is there's another Gemara that seems to say that you don't put on tefillin for 2 days, not just 1 day, 2 days. So the Rush explains, yeah, and we pass it like that. So, but we all know that people do put on tefillin the second day for sure, only the first day. No, but on the second day, we say mixes hiyom kakulo. So meaning, when is this man for tefillin? Mishayakir. So right, Mishayakir, you can put on tefillin normally. So the chiddush is on the second day of Avelis, you have to wait till Netzach Amma. Have a mixes hiyom kakulo that you can put it on. Because it's really 2 days. It's just we don't notice it, because usually when we wake up with davening, at 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock minyan, it's already way past, and you already had the mixes hayom kukulo that you didn't put on. But the chumra is, don't put it on the second day. Don't put it on mishayakir. You have to wait till Netzach Amma. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch says on page 20, based on the Rishonim. About ovel also lanich tefillin biyom rishon va'acha shanetzach amma biyom beis mutar lahanicha. Why are after Netzach Amma? Tefillin is before Netzach Amma. The answer is because there is a chiyuv on the second day also. But the second day, we have a lot. We have a din of mixes yom kukulo. And the mixes yom kukulo is don't put it mishayakir, wait till after Netzach Amma.
What is that thing?
It's a Gemara. It's a Gemara. I have it in the packet here. The Gemara in Moed Chatan, where it talks about it, even the second day, maybe even the third day.
Is that because also the
Pabbas? Yeah, it's still more chumers on the beginning days than the it will be in a. I don't know if it's in this pack in a second. Yeah, we'll see it there. But that's basically the verse. So that's what the Rush says. But in the end, you're going to put it on the second day because the second day is going to be over by Netzach Amma. Okay. So we assume the halacha that Avul Yom Rishon doesn't put on tefillin, and it doesn't have to be the Yom Misa and the Yom Kvura, and it applies even to the second day also. But the second day, after Netzach Amma, you could put on tefillin. Why is that? Normally the halacha is whenever we do a mitzvah that you have to do during the day, but chatchil you wait till Netzach Amma. Like you have to shake lulav, you shouldn't shake lulav mishay. You should wait till Netzach Amma. Right? You do a bris milah, you show for everything. So why is tefillin different? Rav Yoh asked this question. How is tefillin different? Yeah, so the Rav Yoh says, because tefillin you should, and tzitzit you can put on the chatchil and mishayakir, which could be a good 40 minutes or more before Netzach Amma. So why is that the chatchil? You could do that. So the Rav Yoh explains that the mitzvahs that are required l'chatchila to wait till Netzach Amma are only mitzvahs where the Torah says yom trua. Chachta mechem b'yom harishon creates harder. By tzitzis and tefillin, it doesn't say, it says risim or so. But there we learn it, the time that it's shaykh riyah, but when there's light out. But it doesn't say the word yom, so mishayakir is enough to be, and that's l'chatchila. You can put on tefillin, mishayakir, or you could put on tzitzis, mishayakir, l'chatchila. But if a person's an ovel, and this is Yom Sheni, there's a din that he should wait till Netzach Amma. Okay, so we have completed packet 6 on this topic. Okay, so Be'ezus Hashem tomorrow we'll continue with packet 7.
Okay, we'll have a good day.